Repentance is a word we use a lot, and for good reason. The Bible uses it a lot. But repentance means to walk the other way, to stop doing what you're doing and then to walk a different direction. And it's important to know that definition because as we read Matthew chapter 3, what really stands out to me is verse 8, produce fruit consistent with repentance. What a fantastic and encouraging line, this invitation and calling to everyone, and in context, especially to those who have been walking with the Lord for years or decades. Produce fruit consistent with repentance. This line speaks to the reality that you and I live in sin. We live in a broken and fallen world and are products of that environment and will continue to sin. So there will always be need for repentance. There will not be a season of life in which we have no need for repentance. There will always be things to confess, to repent, to turn from. You know, after we've been walking with the Lord for a while, maybe even years, we could take on the persona that at one time we needed grace, at one time we needed to repent, but we've been following God for so long, we don't really have need for repentance anymore. Maybe we get angry or offended when people like our grown children or small children or friends or community point out brokenness and sin in our life. And if it's done in love, that's nothing to be offended or surprised by. No, we don't understand the depth of our own sin, and so others pointing it out shouldn't be a surprise that we are hurting and sinning against people, perhaps without even knowing. And so instead of being angry or offended, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. What's encouraging about this line to me is the calling to repent, not be perfect. To always be looking after God, not looking after who I am and how well I've done things. We have this great example of this in Scripture. David, who does some awful, horrible things, and yet as a leader of God's people, is called a man after God's own heart. Not because he does things perfect, but because he continually walks in repentance. You know, often I hide from the fact that I'm not perfect. I hide from brokenness. I hide my own brokenness from myself and others, tuning out sin and guilt. And in doing so, end up tuning out the voice and invitation of God to repent, to be with him. I mean, this is what we need, to repent and be with him. So produce fruit in keeping with repentance, whether that be conviction from the Spirit or God using someone to draw you near to him, not through perfection, but through repentance. What good news that God asks us to repent while he is perfect.
Hey, thank you for engaging with this episode of Anchored. Are you part of Bethel Church and interested in being a host for this podcast? We know that God speaks to each one of us. We want to faithfully grow the people who contribute and share their insights through this podcast. If you are interested in learning more about this opportunity, please email video@bethel.ch.